Okay, we're on. Okay, everybody, Some Kind of Wonderful. Scene 15. 1, 2, 3, go. Playing. Okay, it's going. There we go. We're talking over this again. Can we hear?
I can hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's, cool. It's we already talked about this in the last one, but just so everybody knows, I just discovered that I think GarageBand has like an hour and 6 minute. 1 hour, 6 minute limit or to how long you can record a track. So suddenly cut off. So we're doing this scene over again. We got kind of far in this scene. That's kind of annoying, huh? We'll have to talk about something else because we already talked about this. Unless, you know, maybe this will be better. Maybe what we say now will be better than the other one.
Oh, no,
and we can recommend to everybody that they actually listen to this one instead of the other one.
Basically, we're saying that it's ridiculous, this little speech he gives his dad, and all his dad's like going crazy, right? As his sister describes, ape, yeah. And so like that. And he gives this little speech that's just like, you know, what is it? See, yeah. He doesn't listen. I really don't want to go to college right now. And
you
then he turns around and says that he does.
Well, he doesn't turn around. He just says that he's going to replace the money, which you guys are assuming that he means, oh, I will eventually go to college.
Well, I don't. He does. I don't know what he means by after everything saying, oh, I'll just replace the money.
Right, right.
Because he's like, oh, I'm not stupid, so I don't know what he's going to do with it. I guess get another girlfriend and buy her earrings.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as I know, Dad used the F word in his argument. I don't know how Keith's argument could have any relevance without using the F word right back. But that would make it an R-rated movie. Keith should have used the F word without the dad using the F word. Because, I mean, the F word is so... The one use of the F word is so important in PG-13 movies.
So many times it's wasted, though.
Mm-hmm. Like in Dodgeball?
And in My Best Friend's Wedding. It was totally wasted.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned you hate the use of the F-bomb in that one.
Yeah.
Where?
When she's lying about the Rupert Everett character actually being her lover.
Oh, yes, I know.
Lover.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. I hate that part.
No, you told me that part. That sounds funny. Mm-hmm. I never saw it. Oh, by the way, Keith just said, since we're listening to this one instead of the other one, Keith said the three things that make him uncool in the American high school are that he likes art, his best friend's a tomboy, and he works in a gas station, which are three things that I always thought were pretty cool.
And I agreed with you.
Thank
that
you.
Wouldn't make him uncool.
Yeah.
Maybe in the 80s.
Maybe in the 80s.
You know, we're talking about the 80s here.
Yeah. Oh, here's where he goes. He's going to replace the money.
But
know.
He doesn't.
I don't know if you know what
you're doing. I have never believed his little speech. Like, I remember watching this when I was a kid and thinking, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like him really thinking about it, buying a pair of earrings for a girl.
Maybe Dad is just totally relieved because now he doesn't have to... Now he doesn't have to worry about his son anymore. He's like, okay, well, he just gave me the I'm rebelling speech, and so I'll just let him fix his own mistakes.
Hmm.
And so now he's just relieved. He's like, okay. Now he can work on Jeannie or whatever her name is. Laura.
You're thinking Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Her name is Laura, huh? She's named after her mom.
Oh, really?
Laura Bush.
Right.
I see. Well, at first I thought you were talking about her real mom. Since
I know,
about
like, and I was about
situation.
To be like, oh, that's sweet.
No.
Yes.
She uses the ugliest swears.
She does use, it's
so,
true.
So ugly. Because she also says, hi, ass face. What a brat.
It's so sad that his dad flips, uses the F-bomb on him, and he doesn't categorize that as freaking out. I love that.
Well, your dad is super mellow.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So how choice is that car?
That car is very choice.
Seems pretty choice.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet car.
It's pretty sweet. I don't know much about cars. We should get Kyla in here.
Yeah.
She can tell us all about this car.
She'd let us know.
Now, I know he knows in his mind Amanda completely betrayed him, and so he has no connection to Amanda, really, apparently. But how offensive is it that he brings Watts along?
I was about to say, the fact that... Now, why is it? Did he truly ask, or is Watts like, hey, I'm the only one touching this car, or what was
he asked her, because he said, okay, this is what's going down.
And she said, according to their conversation, she volunteered because so that they can sit in the back and talk.
Oh, okay, I forgot about
that.
Oh,
wait. They haven't said that yet. Yeah, we were talking over whatever conversation. I don't think they talked about why she was there until later.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Amanda. All business.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's like top button buttoned every time.
And I don't mean the nasty kind of business. I mean that literally. She's all business. All 80s business. She's going to like go to a merger right now.
Did you steal it?
She does essentially wear the same outfit scene after scene in this entire movie. All business up top, mini skirt on bottom.
I've used that line before. Your ass is too good for... your ass is too precious for vinyl. Kind of in a... You're kind of, you know... but the girl I said it to was kind of agreed.
See, and the fact that she's bugged, I mean, come on. You didn't think he'd be bugged?
It's her own doing, though, as we have mentioned.
But, I mean, how sad. She's so obsessed.
She riding the clutch there.
She would rather... drive that just to be there to see everything,
yeah,
then just stay home and just fine, whatever,
cry
like
it
she
out.
Would rather, you know, well
See, this is what he's using his college money for, to buy the beluga caviar that everyone's afraid to eat.
See, she doesn't even want to eat it.
So should we tally up the how much money they're using on this date? How much is beluga caviar?
I don't know. Probably
I have
a lot
no
of money.
Idea.
Probably a restaurant like this, a whole meal for two of those people, for two of them, at least $100.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's 80, so maybe $80. But nowadays, yeah.
She's got a really good point. I mean, really... The things he says to her, he has no right to really say. But I guess he is under the assumption that she's crooked. See, and now she kind of acts like he's Hardy here. I wish you're dead. But then, she smiles.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Watts finds the...
You recognize
guy's
the name.
Guy's on break.
The main valet guy right there.
Yeah, who is he?
He's the maitre d' in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, he totally is. You're right. Okay.
You're the sausage king of Chicago. In this DVD, if we're all watching the special collector's edition of some kind of wonderful DVD, there's a big, huge trailer for Ferris Bueller's Day Off in front of this for the new... DVD of that. So a little do you girls know your craps? What does 10 the hard way mean?
2 5s.
Yes, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Did I teach you that?
No.
How'd you know that?
I know things without you teaching me. How did I know that? I must have read it somewhere, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, let me take this. Oh, you guys got your headphones all twisted.
Aww.
See, that might help. Okay, there you go. Okay, put them back in.
This is right.
We only have 2 sets of headphones between the 3 of us, so. Comatose.
Okay.
See, usually you can't ski about April 15th. You're asking for it once. We're all on edge. All three main characters are totally on edge. See, this date shouldn't have happened. Oh, here we go. This morning, moron. Cute hat, huh? Would you wear that hat around?
I don't look good in hats.
You always say that. I don't know. You don't... We never try them out too much.
I know.
Maybe I should. I like hats, but I don't own very many.
Maybe a black, chauffeur hat like that. Maybe you look good in that. Yeah. Okay, this is the Flesh for Lulu song, played in full sound, not just, like, on the car stereo in the movie. Good musical timing.
Uh-huh.
I love this. All this time, I thought that was Watts who kicked the pedal back in, but that's Amanda kicking Watts.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever noticed that either. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Kicking the back of the car. Yeah. I mean, back of the seat.
Cat fight. Meow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. This comes out of nowhere. What's Amanda thinking right now?
She's thinking, what is your problem?
That Watts girl is kind of a bitch. Wait, Keith, according to you, no one likes art. It doesn't fly well in the American high school.
Now, what has Duncan done? Does that, like, guard in on it, or...?
Yes.
The guard's his dad.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right.
Because the guard says, you know, no monkey business.
Please freeze it.
Dad.
Freeze it. I heard cool it, but not freeze it.
No, he said freeze it.
No, I'm saying. I've never heard anybody really say freeze it. I hear cool it.
Yeah. I thought you were referring to just now.
No.
See, how did Duncan get to be such a great guy? Because the first time we meet him, he's just... You know,
Most guys like that, though, are actually really great guys. There was a guy like that I knew. Probably one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met in my life. But he was a total punk like that. He had to want to be nice to you.
Well, what I'm saying is when we're introduced, I mean, not only is he a skinhead and he's wearing the leather and everything, but he's insulting Watts. I think maybe he's kind of like the guys we talked about, you know, like a guy's guy, where he's, you know, he's got his bros, but, you know, he's mean to women. He's misogynist. Maybe that's Duncan. Because, you know, he also said, oh, those are nice legs, which can be offensive. Yeah.
See, now this would absolutely, utterly freak me out.
Run, Amanda. Run out of the museum right now.
It's true.
If you're locked in, take the window. Take the fire escape. Look what's going on. That's
really
crazy.
Girl, what would you do?
Well, you're the one. Okay, say anything. Maria hates the scene where John Cusack is holding up his stereo. Okay, everybody loves that scene, right? Except Maria.
I don't know if I like this scene.
Oh my gosh, I love that scene. And she's always like, oh my gosh, if a guy did that, oh my gosh, well, because, so lame. But I'm always like, oh, that would be the best thing ever.
No, the thing is, I'm surprised that's the iconic scene from that movie, because they're totally broken up, and he's going crazy, he's going nuts, and it's kind of like the scene in Pretty in Pink, when they sit and they stare at each other in the computer screens. What happens in that scene? She doesn't run down, she doesn't embrace him. She's just like, oh, gosh, this is crazy. I broke up with this guy, and he's and he's out my window.
I know.
What do I do? I'm going to have to just hide in bed for the rest of the
that's
day.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If she was so excited and she felt like all the other chicks who watched that scene, like, gosh. Well, then, yeah, you know, it's the Darcy coming down the hill scene, girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the fact that she's just like, ugh, you know, and it's very awkward for me.
We'll have to watch some Say Anything.
Maybe. John, if you want to stand outside my window with a stereo, that's fine.
Say Anything is one of my favorite.
I'll probably just send you an email movies. With like an audio track on it.
Anyway, I guess I can see like in that museum scene, she obviously is not into him. So yeah, would be creepy, but I think it's an incredibly romantic type of idea.
Well, she might be falling for him now.
Right, right. And she was okay with it, like in that.
Yeah, I think she's putting out a pretty good vibe now, because now he's kind of accusing her. Now he's like, okay, what's going on? He should have had this conversation before the beluga caviar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, and she's got a good point here, because he's not into her anymore, but he painted the painting,
right?
You know, to kind of show that he can get her. You know, he's a loser, but he can get this girl. It has nothing to do with him liking her anymore. He's just kind of doing a power play on Hardy Jens and the rich people. But, okay, strangely, you know, we didn't talk about this, but he knows... He's under the impression that she completely used him, and it is a joke. So why did he buy the earrings?
I know, and he's gonna give them to her right now.
Yeah.
Even after, yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
I don't understand the whole devotion thing, devotion to someone who you're not with or no longer with or whatever. It's a weird thing. It happens to lots of people, though. It's not just this... movie.
Oh, he did the pretty woman thing. Clamped it down on her hand. Ah!
My future.
I guess she can't be seen. Has anybody been to the Hollywood Bowl?
Mm-mm. I drove by it.
I drove by it too once.
Yeah, we'll have to go and reenact this scene. Monica, you could be Watts.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't want to be Watts. No, just kidding. I wouldn't mind being Watts.
No, Watts is
She's
cool.
She's cool.
I don't want to be Amanda Jones. Can you be Amanda Jones?
I'll be Amanda, fine. I like Amanda. I probably like Amanda more than you do.
No, I think Amanda, she's a smart girl. She's just...
Oh, look, there's the smartest line in the movie.
She's in the...
This is insane. This doesn't make sense.
I know.
Backfire, Keith. I guess it's rough being a materialist and poor. That's really what she's saying, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's hardest of all. Oh, that's not...
Yeah, she needs a tissue.
That's gross. He's like, oh, it's not. There's snot on her lip.
He doesn't care.
Oh, and Watts is watching this.
Yeah, Watts is watching. So they just barely had... They kind of had a fight, and now suddenly they're making it. Because they're like, wait, you're using me? No, you use me. Okay, we used each other. Let's go for it. But, you know, I guess they're in the clear now. I guess there really are... I mean, why is she kissing him? Does she like him now? She probably likes him now.
Well, she likes him.
She obviously doesn't, because what she's going to do in just a minute.
I don't know.
She was just caught up in the moment, the Hollywood Bowl.
But, I mean, you know, not to give it away or anything, but it seems like she does exactly what Ducky does.
There's a bug on the mic.
Oh, a bug on the mic.
I think I just killed it. Ew! Oh, no, it flew away.
It did this.
It dropped and rolled.
And it, like, rolled over.
I barely even touched it.
Totally
gross.
Keeled over.
Sorry, guys.
Mean to that bug. No, but yeah, no, Amanda does exactly what Ducky does. And do we ever believe that Ducky doesn't actually love Andy? Andy.
She can't be compared to Ducky. No, seriously, though.
What, Watts because, and Ducky?
Yeah, Amanda have this Ducky. Devotion and this, you know.
Okay, she didn't have Ducky's devotion, but, I mean, when she was kissing Keith just now, it's because she liked him romantically. And ultimately, she gives that up.
I don't know.
She was very vulnerable. She was feeling sad.
Yeah, I think she was... Yeah, I don't think she's really that into him. I think she admires him, and now they're like, okay, we're friends now. You know, let's stop fighting. And
let's kiss like we're friends.
Well, So before I met Maria, all these girls that admired me, I totally could have gotten action off of.
Okay, no. I'm just talking, like, in this movie, just because of what is going to happen at the end, I don't see Amanda...
Oh, that poor guy, he had to dance by the doorway waiting for Keith to come.
No, but it's not a huge sacrifice she makes at the end when she, like, gives him back the earrings, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's not as... Because she still has Shane's earrings.
Spoiler alert.
No. Oh, by the way, this song, this is not on the soundtrack, and I bought the soundtrack a long time. My buddy JR that I used to always watch these teen flicks with, and we're not gay with each other or anything, but he, for Christmas one year, he sent me the Charlie Sexton CD with this song on it, because it's not on the soundtrack, and I'm like, why isn't this song on the soundtrack? I think maybe because it's 80s sounding, just like the beginning song. Ooh, Hardy Jens, I love you. He's awesome. So evil.
He is pretty evil.
Anyway, this soundtrack to Some Kind of Wonderful, I think it sounds a lot less 80s than Pretty in Pink. There's kind of like Pretty in Pink, mid-80s, this one, late 80s, where things started getting a little less extreme. It is kind of, I don't know how his plan actually went off, because they should be beating him up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should be near comatose. He should have three guys on top of him. And, you know, is he wondering, where's backup? Where's backup? They're late. Are they having a smoke or something?
She does this a lot. She has the same scene, basically, in Back to the Future.
Let him go. Biff!
Let him go!
No, Biff! So would he really... What's he going to do with Chyna Phillips if she actually begs to come back?
Does Chyna care?
I guess not.
She never did before. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna have to beg.
Yes.
Finally, he comes in. That was a long time. Apparently, I never saw this in the theater, but that's... Everybody cheers in the theater when you see this in the theater when that happens.
I'm sure everyone does.
Yeah. A great, great cinema moment, I think. Maybe we should have seen it coming. But, like, when you first saw it, were you like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, my favorite line's coming up
here. Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
There it is.
What?
Oh.
A historical fact. Maria made a t-shirt, put that quote on it, and wore it to my birthday party. That wasn't a joke. That really happened.
That really happened.
Here comes Shatner. You're over. You barely eke out the words. He's so mild-mannered.
The drama of high school.
There's Ian Ziering there. It's not really.
The double slap.
Double slap. Like, that's two slaps. Mm-hmm. Usually we only get one slap. That's two. Way to go, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm. By just looking at him.
Yeah, you wonder, like, if this really happened, do they, you know, do they take the pool cues out? They just mess up the place, maybe?
I don't know.
Right after having their way with Shane there.
Am I supposed to believe Shane's into that?
I know. That's pretty ridiculous.
Suddenly she's like, well, it's going to be a long time till I get back to Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like If You Leave in Pretty in Pink, this song goes on forever. They had it on loop.
Flashback.
Oh.
See, why all of a sudden is he thinking about it now?
Well, maybe, okay, now, it's like when someone's focused that much, and he kind of realizes maybe his focus isn't so much crushing on Amanda, it's just standing up for his, you know, his class, his social class.
Mm-hmm.
Once he accomplished that, once he brought down the tyrant of the school, you know, he's ready for his next task, which is getting it on with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's alone. She's pulling a Pam Beasley, and she got away from Roy, and then, you know, they're all friends. That's nice.
Walking down the street. Elizabeth Bennet said something like that.
Huh. What?
Never saw that. Or read it.
Doesn't she say something like, I'd rather live my life alone?
Yeah, she does, actually.
Than to live with someone, you know, mm-hmm. that I don't love.
That's true. She does say something like that.
The one thing we don't see is how embarrassed Amanda is when she has to ask Cardi for a ride home from here.
I know! I love how in movies they just try to brush things under the rug sometimes.
Maybe he left her the keys to the car, even though he probably doesn't trust her driving that thing. But as far as we know, the car's just going to be sitting at Hardy's house. And Duncan's probably going to thrash on it, not knowing whose car it is.
Oh,
that's sad.
'80s.
Look how dark her hair is underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kiss wasn't half as good as their other one.
Yeah. This must have been the last day of shooting. Or maybe the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell me?
You're stupid, Keith. She calls him stupid. She calls him a moron. Guess she's not into him for his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Did she really want him, though? Why would Watts wear diamond earrings?
Hey, sometimes being with someone brings out a different side than most people would think.
Okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
Because she can't say, you know, no one expects her to want those. So she can't say, oh, I love those diamond earrings. Everyone would be like, what? What? Eh? You know,
but
she's
she never
stuck
cared,
in little...
though. She never cares what people think, did she?
But she's still a girl.
But Cardi Jens still... does have two ends.
And she still would like a boy to give her a nice things.
Yeah.
She really wanted those because they were from him.
I think.
Laura Lee Hughes. I wonder if she's related to John Hughes. So it's kind of interesting. We always lump this one and Pretty in Pink in with the other John Hughes movies, but Hughes didn't direct these. It was the same guy. But okay, I still think we didn't compare him as much, but I still think that this movie it pretty much is the same movie as Pretty in Pink, but they just wanted to tell it differently. They wanted to change the ending.
You know what? I think the more I think about it, it is pretty much the same movie. There are tons of comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't help myself but to compare all the time. So there. It's too bad none of the same people were in it. I guess Molly Ringwald, they wanted Molly Ringwald to do it, but she's like, no.
To play which part? To play...
I think to play Amanda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think.
I'm glad she wasn't in it. I don't think she would have been quite right for the Amanda Jones part.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to have... Has anybody seen the other Molly Ringwald movies? Like, she was in with Blaine in another movie called The Pickup Artist.
Nope.
And also with Blaine in Fresh Horses. Anybody see those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never saw them. As much as I say I love Molly Ringwald, I haven't seen all of those. I pretty much just have seen her John Hughes ones over and over again.
We saw her in Sweet Charity, though.
She was in two was other movies with the Blaine character.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Might be worth a movie fest. Yeah. Molly Ringwald Marathon. A Molly Ringwald Blaine Marathon. Molly McCarthy.
Awesome.
There we go. So that's Some Kind of Wonderful. It's actually, for a long time, it was like, what was this? This is like number 4 on my favorite movies ever. This I love this one. This is my favorite John Hughes movie. I didn't say it at the beginning.
I'll say it's on my top 10.
Hey, Pretty in Pink is on there. Pretty in Pink was in the movie? I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I think I've seen it in the credits. I don't remember that name in the movie, though.
Where does this fall now?
You know what? I never remade my list. So it still goes Flash Gordon, Empire Strikes Back, Amadeus, Some Kind of Wonderful. Anyway.
That's quite the grouping.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Good night. I'm running over to the computer. Push stop.